In this bulletin, an intensive care specialist encouraging the public to get vaccinated. Australians stranded in Afghanistan say they're giving up hope of returning. And in sport, Australia on track to have one of the most successful Paralympic Games on record. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. An intensive care specialist in New South Wales has expressed concern about the increasing number of younger patients admitted. Dr. Nee Nguyen says about 25% of patients admitted to the intensive care ward at Nepean Hospital have been under the age of 40. There are currently over 500 patients in New South Wales hospitals, with 100 people in intensive care and 32 of them on a ventilator. Dr. Nguyen is calling on the public to get vaccinated to ease the strain on medical staff and families of those affected.
They are younger, they are staying in intensive care for longer, and they are needing care that can't be provided anywhere else in the wards. There are those who are on breathing machines and on heart-lung machines. It's not a good day when you have to meet the intensive care team. We would much prefer not to ever meet you and your families. Our nurses are coming and our doctors are coming up to work every day despite knowing how difficult it is.
Over 800 new cases of COVID-19 and 3 deaths have been recorded in the state. Meanwhile, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he knows people are frustrated by the lockdown, however, flagged there is no alternative until vaccination rates go up. The state has recorded 71 new local COVID-19 cases, with 22 still under investigation and 49 linked to known outbreaks. Only 16 were in isolation for their entire infectious period.
There's not too many more restrictions that we can put on. Ultimately, the thing that will make the difference in bringing these numbers down further is compliance with these current rules. And I know it's incredibly difficult. It is incredibly difficult. But I think it is fair and reasonable to pose the question back, okay, well, if you're not happy with what's happening now, none of us are, by the way, what's the alternative? Righto, let's get everybody vaccinated. Well, I don't have supply. I don't have enough vaccine to vaccinate everyone, or even to get to 70%, 80% next week. It's going to take time.
And over 1.8 million Australians received a COVID-19 vaccine last week, achieving some of the highest weekly numbers around the world. Around 50% of Australians have had their first dose of vaccine, and over 30% are fully vaccinated. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says children aged 12 to 15 living with a disability will be added to the vaccine rollout from Wednesday. Mr Hunt says the health system will be ready for any new cases once lockdowns are lifted towards the end of the year. And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says Australia must start to move forward once COVID-19 vaccination rates reach 70% across the nation. He says the national cabinet benchmarks are backed by strong scientific, medical and economic research, and has urged state and territory leaders not to undermine the national plan to ease restrictions.
But once you get to 70% of your country that is eligible for the vaccine, and 80%, the plan sets out that we have to move forward. We cannot hold back. And we must adjust our mindset. Cases will not be the issue once we get above 70%. And we will live with this virus as we live with other infectious diseases. If not at 70% and 80%, then when?
Migrant farm workers could soon be brought to Australia under a dedicated agriculture visa, with a new category to be established next month. Agriculture Minister David Littleproust said the federal government would introduce regulations to create the farm labour visa by the end of September. The visa will apply to skilled, semi-skilled and unskilled workers and exist alongside Pacific farm labour schemes. Mr Littleproust called it the biggest structural reform to Australian agricultural labour in national history, with the program set to offer a path to permanent residency for migrant workers who enter on the visa. Turning to sport, and Australia is on track to have one of the most successful Paralympic Games on record, according to data predictions by News Corp. News Corp's data predicts Australia could win over 30 gold medals and over 90 medals in total at the 2021 Games. Swimming, athletics and cycling should account for about three quarters of Australia's total medals, one according to the data. Let's see what tomorrow's weather is doing for you around the nation. Fine and sunny in Perth, 22. A possible shower in Adelaide and 14. A shower or two in Melbourne, 13 degrees. Much the same for Hobart, where it'll be 14. Rainy in Canberra, a top of 11. In Wollongong, showers with possible heavy falls, 15 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 16. Showers as well in Newcastle, 15. A shower or two clearing in 22 in Brisbane. Mostly sunny in 29 in Cairns, and a shower or two as well in Darwin, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.